in order both open them up and then
this conference will now be recorded.
Right. So I want to welcome everybody to the Florida Building Commission's concurrent meeting of the Roofing, Special Occupancy, and Structural Technical Advisory Committee of May 7th, 2024. Just a few reminders, please be aware of background noise. Keep your devices on mute, but not if you're on a phone, do not put yourself on hold. Please wait to speak until invited. And public comment opportunities will be provided at the appropriate times, and please state your name each time you speak. And of course, TAC members will be making and seconding motions. All right, well, let's, I believe that we have Alan Burke, Robert Bembo, Joe Bigelow, Sabrina Evans, Jim Hammers, Mo Madani, Marlita Peters, and Justin Vogel from DBPR, and I'm Jeff Blair, the commission's facilitator. Let's go ahead and open up the roofing TAC first, and we'll do a roll call, and we have Commissioner Swope.
Here.
Ryan's here. Commissioner Batts, Jim, are you on? I think you're muted. You're trying to speak. Is Jim Batts on?
Hey, Jim.
Okay.
Bob
Boyer? Yeah, oh, is the website down?
Sure.
Okay. Yeah. So, the website.
Hey, folks, be careful.
The website.
You better watch your background.
The website is down. Yeah.
Jimmy Buckner?
The website is down, yeah.
The website is down.
There's nothing I can do about that, buddy.
George Ebersole?
Jimmy Buckner's on the line.
Jimmy, are you on?
Hello. He's on mute.
Just don't see him.
I just saw him a minute ago.
I'm looking at him, bottom right hand side.
All right, hey, Mark, is present.
Hey, Jeff?
Yes, Mo.
Hey, the website is down.
I know. So, it that's what I was saying before. Each staff person should send all the TAC members the link because you can still get on. That's all I do, because I just have the link.
Well, the problem, I gave the link to the, let's see. They were using the link from the agenda. What you're saying, if you use the link without the agenda?
Yeah, they can click on the link itself, or if you send them the copy of the link off of your agenda, they can still get on and see everything. It's not directly related to the site.
Okay, all right, let me see.
I just copy the link, and I can send it to you if you need it, but...
I can, let's see if I can get the website. Go ahead, send it to me, Jeff, because I cannot get into the... email it to me.
Jeff, I got him, just give me a second to get...
I'm already sending it.
Okay.
For what it's worth, Mike Silvers, I'm logged on and can see the screen, but I'm not getting any audio across it at all.
That might be on your end, because, I mean, the audio seems to be working. Again, this GoToMeeting functionality is not impacted necessarily by the website, other than if we couldn't get on at all. But
I can hear you all.
Okay, I'll continue with the roll call for the roofing TAC. Is George Ebersole on? Bert Logan? Asel Marrero? Gaspar Rodriguez?
I'm here.
Yeah, great, thanks. Bill Schultz?
Mark's here on behalf of Bill, Mark Reniger.
Okay, so Mark, you're here for Bill. Very good. Joe Williams?
Yes, I'm here.
Great. Rico Ilopokonen?
I'm here, good morning.
Hey, Raymond?
Morning.
Yeah.
Hey, I sent you an email with the link. See if you can use it.
Mark Sainel?
Okay, I'm here.
All right, let me just double check on those who weren't present. Jim Batts, George Ebersole, Bert Logan, and Commissioner Marrero. All right, well, we have eight. That is a quorum. So the first thing I want to do is today's agenda is to approve the agenda and the meeting minutes from the January 23rd, 2024 meeting, as well as to review and accept the interim draft research project report regarding the cost impact benefits of the 2024 I-code changes prescriptive. Is there a motion to approve the agenda by name, please?
So moved, Boyer.
Is there a second?
Second, Williams.
Motion and second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? It's unanimous. You had an opportunity to review the January 23rd, 2024 roofing tack minutes. Is there any revisions or corrections? If not, is there a motion to accept those minutes as they were posted?
Motion to approve, Boyer.
Hey, Jim.
Second, Gaspar.
Keep asking him to
second. Motion and second.
Okay.
All in favor say aye.
Log in.
Aye.
He did, but it keeps asking him to sign
it. Okay, well, the roofing tack is officially convened. Let's move on to the special occupancy tack.
Raymond was going to do a presentation.
Don Whitehead. Don?
Well, let me see.
Doug Ahrens?
Yeah.
Right. I believe Julian Kramack is here for Con Coil. Julian, are you on? Or Jillian, I'm sorry, are you on?
Let's see what it does here.
She's here, so I'm going to mark. Elijah Flowers?
Use this to log on.
Here.
Alana Gold for Kira Lucas?
Here.
He'll just put in his email address.
Commissioner Marrero?
Yeah,
I put in my email address.
Yep, joined us, okay. Crystal Myers?
Here.
Have you ever created one?
Kiva Bishop is here for Josh Phillips. Is that you here?
Okay, then.
Yeah, I'm there. Through password
right, here. Thank you. Bob, are you on?
All right, let me. What's your email address? I'm probably
on this. Got you on.
It's Raymond-ISSA.
Try one more time. Don Whitehead.
ISSA.
Neil Marrero. Bob Simpson. Scott Walt. And then you joined. All right, well, we have 6 of 10, so we squeaked by with a quorum as well. Today's agenda is to approve the agenda and the minutes from the February 21st, 2024 meeting, and then to review and accept the draft interim report.
I just told you to send you
the 2024 I-code changes prescriptive. Is there a motion by name to please approve the agenda?
Myers, so moved.
Power second.
All right, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? It's unanimous. Unless there's any revisions to the February 21st, 2024 meeting minutes, is there a motion to accept those minutes as they were posted by name, please?
Have you seen the email from GoToMeeting?
Myers, send me.
I haven't received the email since I received most.
Don, why is that?
I just sent it.
All right, we have a motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
You should read.
Aye.
Opposed? It's unanimous. Note that Don is here. All right, we have officially opened the roofing tack and the special occupancy tack. Now let us move on to the structural tack.
We'll try something.
Commissioner
else.
Compton.
Okay.
All right. Jeannie Lundy Clark, are you here for Jamie Gascon?
Lundy Clark for Jamie Gascon, yeah.
Meeting.
Lundy Clark, thank you.
Go to meeting.com.
Michael Garacio.
Go up, join meeting.
Okay.
Go Kim.
Join and then meeting, top right hand side.
Come here.
Great. Dan Laveridge.
Here, good morning.
Morning, Dan. Julie Lowry.
I'm here.
Yeah.
C.W. McComber.
All right. And then, now,
okay.
When the box comes up,
we have Mark LaSalle here for Dave Monsignor.
533.
Mark, here. 378-925.
Greg Carino.
Okay. Yes.
Here.
Skip the download.
And I believe Lynn Miller is here for Dean Rourke. Lynn, are you on?
Okay. Yes, I'm here. Morning, Jeff.
Morning, Dean. I mean, Lynn, sorry.
He gives you the box to sign in for a meeting.
Commissioner Shock. Yep, I'm here.
Starting to go to meeting.
Very good. Jason Seals.
launches the full app by extra large. So it's more skip download.
All right. I'll check one more time. Commissioner Compton.
Google.
Jason Seals.
Google.
We have 10 and 12, so we are in good shape for a quorum.
Doesn't really matter, but go ahead.
Let's go ahead and
you put in the meeting ID.
So the first is the approval of today's agenda, which is to approve the February 22nd, 2024 minutes, and to review and accept the draft interim report on the research project. Evaluation of cost impact benefit to 2024. ICO changes prescriptive.
Yes,
there a motion to accept the agenda as posted by me.
5-3-3-5.
As posted.
378.
All right, we have a motion and a second.
925.
Shock and Labridge, respectively. All in favor, please say aye.
7-8.
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
It's unanimous.
Okay, is there, unless there's any revisions or corrections to the February 22nd, 2024 meeting minutes, is there a motion to accept those as posted? Again.
Average move to approve as posted.
Shock second. Motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? So we have all three tacks open and ready to go. I'm going to just briefly explain the process that we'll be using for this.
Give you the dial.
5-3-3. I think Mo will provide some sort of brief introduction after I finish this part, and then our consultant, Ray Issa of the University of Florida, will provide a summary of the important key findings. ATTAC members will have an opportunity to ask clarifying questions. If there's any public comment, that will be provided for 3 minutes, and then the TAC will provide any discussion, any comments they want to make, and then move to accept the interim draft report. We'll discuss it all together, but we'll take 3 separate motions by TAC in sequence, roofing, special lock, and structural in that order. With that, Moby, would you like to provide some sort of introduction for Ray?
Yeah, this is Moby Dani, and sorry that I was working with the PI, the principal investigator, to get him in. So he's in the meeting at this point. This is a research project that we have done every time we update the Florida Building Code. And the purpose of this research project is mainly to review the latest changes to the international code. Mainly we're talking about here the 2021 code changes.
Good morning, everyone. I'm sorry, I joined in late. This is Commissioner Marrero.
Great. I'm Juan Marquis, President on the 2 tax that you're on. Thank you, Commissioner.
And the purpose of that is to focus on those revisions that have a prescriptive requirement. The idea is to look at their cost or cost impact and their qualitative benefit, and mainly to see how those could impact cost of construction. The principal investigator, which is Raymond Issa, is online to give us mainly an status of the project. Thank you, Jeff.
Great, thank you. Raymond, if you'd like to go ahead and start. Jim, will he be able to share screen given the situation?
Yes, sir.
All right. Ray, are you ready to get going?
He needs to dial in. Apparently he hadn't dialed in yet.
Dr. Issa, we're not hearing anything. Looks like you're there in person on the video, but we're not hearing anything. So you might need to, I'm not sure if your computer volume's on or what you're using, a headset or whatever, or if not, you might need to call in using your phone as well for the audio portion of it. All right, Scott Walsh has joined us, so I'll make a note of that. Thank you, Scott. After the vote, so we now have 9 special occupancy members, 9 roofing, and 10 structural. can't take that call. Commissioner John's trying to call me, Mo or somebody from staff. Could you
he's
respond to him, please?
Hello?
Hello?
I'm recording this, man.
Who's
this?
See, maybe John is.
You need to dial in now with your
person. Okay. Okay. Do you have the dialing number? I don't have that.
Yeah. Let me get it written down. I've got to get away from this mic. All right. All right, the dialing number is going to be 1-877-309-2073. It's going to ask you for a meeting ID. It's going to be the same one we gave while ago. You want to write this down real quick?
Okay.
So what's happening with our presentation?
Jeff, I think that Jim and Mo are working on trying to get a connection going.
Okay. Thanks, Justin.
The number is
877-309-2073.
533-378-925.
Okay, I need to hang up and dial that number.
Okay. Mr. Issa will be dialing in just a second.
Turn your computer volume off if you're going to be using your phone so you don't get a feedback loop from the two devices. Seems to be holding his phone up. I don't know if that means he's not getting in or what.
I think he's still trying to dial in.
Change it.
Okay. So,
yeah, you're not seeing the screen right here?
Well, we're seeing it in what would be your mode, so we see the side slide. So if there's a presentation mode, or you have to change your screens or whatever it's called.
Right. So let me do that. Does that show you the presentation mode? If not,
not yet.
Is this what you see it now?
No, we're still in the same thing, but I mean, there are,
okay, well,
there you go.
Swap. You don't see it now either?
No. You might need to
find slideshow.
Slideshow
is what you need.
It's probably, you need to go to display settings and I forget what it's called because I can't access that right now, but it's like reverse screens or something.
Slideshow, okay.
I'm beginning.
Does that show you what you want?
No, it's still in the same mode.
I think the problem started back with joining the GoToMeetings. What screen was selected there? Maybe if you stop sharing screen and then try sharing again.
Well, I don't have any notes, and so can you see any slides?
Yeah, we can see them. That's fine. We'll just do it in this mode then. If you can't reverse screens or whatever it's called, mirror screens, I think.
Yeah, I tried to display settings and I swapped presenter view to slideshow and still this is duplicate slideshow. Does that look better?
FYI, the website is back up.
Okay.
It would be all the way at the bottom of the screen, display settings. Next to it, there's four display settings. And it would be the one on the left.
Yeah,
on the,
I'd be the one on the left.
Yeah, the one on the right.
The one all the way here.
Yeah, that's the normal presentation mode, but what it's doing is it's showing Ray seeing it as we should be seeing it. He needs to reverse screen, reverse mirror or reverse screen.
I reversed it.
Okay. Well, anyway, I think we've...
Why don't we just live with it the way it is? I think we can all understand what's being presented. We'll be here until the end of the day.
Right. Well, I just said that, but yes, I concur with you. Go ahead and continue.
Again, my apologies for all this, but here we go. So I'm talking about the evaluation of the cost, impact, and benefit of the 2024 IBC prescriptive code changes. This is the research team. There's five of us on here, all professional engineers. So we're looking, and we're going to be looking at the cost, impact, and qualitative benefit of the 2024 International Building Code changes are prescriptive in nature and that have potential for adding cost to any construction activity. So the first statement of work says to review and analyze the pre-2024 I-codes and NEC changes. And we're going to be presenting that to those NEC changes tomorrow. Look at the available literature about costing, estimated construction cost impacts of these provisions, and use the standard set of baseline residential and commercial buildings to look at the cost differential between the 2021 and the 2024 code. And these are the components. We're going to look at architectural, structural, MEP, MEP fire views of these buildings and do the analysis. And then we're going to use that information to come up with the cost comparisons. And the deliverables are a report. So we're submitted by the 15th of April, and then the feedback, augmented by tax feedback, the final report is due on the 15th of June, 2024.
Sorry, your slides haven't advanced any, so we're still on the cover page, so you might want to move.
They're advancing on my screen. I don't know.
Okay. Well, my suggestion
suggesting is that you shut down and reconnect and see if that you can get the slides to actually advance. Because
the website is back up. He can go back through that way if he needs to.
All right, so the website is up now, so you can access it the normal way, and maybe that will provide some...
Okay, so you want me to exit the meeting and then come back in?
Right. I mean, I think if you leave your phone on, probably, just exit the internet component of it and redo it.
I'll exit.
Now they're starting
okay,
to move.
Okay, I'll do that.
You're fine. You're fine. Good luck now.
It's moving now, Ray. The slides are moving.
Oh, well, I'm gone now. Oh, let's start again.
Jim, you probably have already, but make sure that that Ray has screen sharing capability. Taking this long, it should just be a matter of seconds. But
hey, Mo, this is Justin. Do you or any of the staff members have a copy of this PowerPoint presentation?
No, no, we don't. But I think we can ask him to send it to us if we need to. Is he not able to go?
It shouldn't take but a few seconds for him to get back on. Jim, would you mark that so we just have that there? Up there, something's coming. He's coming in now.
Okay, so I'm in.
All right. Screen share. Share the screen.
Yeah. I have to organize and make your presenter, so I need somebody to authorize it.
Working on it.
Working on it.
Yeah. All right. Does anybody have any questions on the report before we get a motion to approve?
Do you see the screen now?
You want to
take a motion, Jeff?
I don't want to hear it right now. I can imagine what it would be, and I wouldn't necessarily disagree. But anyway, Ray, we're not seeing anything. You need to go screen share and then pull up your presentation and put it in presentation mode. It should happen, just doing like that.
It shows me the entire screen is being shared.
Yeah, it's not though. There must be something going on technologically there. Something. There, now we're seeing your desktop, I presume, now.
Okay.
He's got multiple screens going, so he needs to pick the other screen.
Dr. Issa, this is Justin Vogel, the commission's attorney. Is this PowerPoint presentation small enough to email?
Yeah, I can send it to you tomorrow. Right now.
Sure. Could you send it to Mo?
Okay. And the content is what you have in the report already. I just
right.
took out all the non-cost items.
Right, well, Mo could advance the slides, or somebody who, or Justin, whomever, could advance the slides for you. You just say next slide as you can proceed through the presentation, then we'd be able to see it.
Okay. We can do that.
That works as well.
Jeff, I'm going to take it back and see if we can give it back to him. See if we can remake him the presenter.
Okay, go ahead.
Mr. Issa, do you see it now?
Jeff, I have a question, Jeff.
Sure, go ahead, Dan.
Yeah, we all have a copy of this report. I presume everybody's had a chance to review the report. Why can't we just ask questions? We don't need to have someone read an 800-page report to us. You know, if we can't get, you know, technically get this PowerPoint, you know, we've got the report. We reviewed the report. You know, can't we just ask questions on it?
Okay, send the PowerPoint.
We've burned 35 minutes already.
So obviously the presentation is only going to provide the summary of key findings, and then you'd ask questions and comments.
But it's only about 25.
But if you want to go ahead and ask questions, Dan, if you were prepared to do that, Raymond could answer the questions regarding what the report. If you want to go ahead, start.
Raymond should be able to start it again.
I don't have any questions. I've read through it, and I really don't have any questions.
Okay. All right, we'll give it another minute, and then we'll come up with a...
Dr. Issa should be able to go back in and restart it now.
Does he need to accept sharing it?
He needs to accept the sharing on it. It may be behind whatever screen he's got showing. In other words, a secondary. He may have to move whatever he's showing.
Ray, do you see the invitation to screen share?
Okay, so one go.
Pick your other screen. There you go.
Can you see the PowerPoint now?
Yes.
Hit the little icon down there at the bottom on the far right.
There you go. Yay, there you go.
Okay. Expeditious as
Barrett. So these are the assumptions. And the first item is S221, depending on the type of roof covering, it might be a cost increase. S721, it reduces the required fire resistance rating requirements for penthouses, so that decreases the cost of additional underlayment required. S2022 is $100 per 1,000 square foot plus additional fasteners. 3722 is material standards, a new ASTM standard is added, but that's not impactful, only if you use that type of material. S44-22, there's some cost increase in some cases when there's a change in the materials and methods used for the roof coverings. includes the cost of some evaluation of modifying the structure required, because you have additional loading. 5122 is roof replacement, and it requires the removal of all the existing layers of roof assembly materials down to the roof deck. If the material based on this code change is left in place, then there is a decrease in cost if you don't have to remove it. F6322, the wind and tornado design data is an increase in cost of construction for risk category 3 and 4 buildings and other structures located in tornado prone region where the tornado loads will govern design as opposed to the wind loads. 7122, risk categories, cost decreases depending on the size of risk category and design. F8222, structural walls, the cost of the wall anchorage increases where designers may have incorrectly been ignoring non-earthquake loading. 95-22 is for helipad. You have to put the signs for the painted weights on the helipad. F-19222, material handling, stairs, ladders, and guards, with a minimal cost change. F-207-22, where we're talking about maximum allowable stresses and bits for basic design wind speed, or the wind speed change. ASE-722, the increased cost of construction when you use load-specific gravity less than 0.42, wood, you have to have more fasteners. The same thing with 213-22, is increase the cost of these low specific gravity wood. F222-22, the cost depends on what the design practices in the area. As far as water resistant barriers, the cost is 17 cents per square foot for house wrap to 0.3 to $1.90 per square foot for moist and marine environments if you have to follow this code in part 1 and 2. RB 3422, this coordination changes for the ASCE 7.2, and the cost will go up along the hurricane coastline while in the Gulf Coast area of Florida Panhandle. Higher design wind speeds are required, so that will increase your cost. RB 7122, you have a $500 to $1,000 cost increase when portions of dwelling units, including connected spaces, are built over a garage. RB 7522, there's some for a small accessory building, there might be a decrease in cost. RB 82-22, habitable attics and basements in existing buildings. It reduces cost on the basement floor, must be lower than existing roof rates to meet ceiling height requirements. You don't have to do that. RB 114-22, stair about stairways in existing buildings. Eliminates the need for reframing floor openings to allow for larger stairs to meet current codes. RB 137-22, for detached accessory structures will no longer require the elevator or drive-through flood-through when they are smaller than specified limits. Large structure will reduce the increasing cost of $32 per foot of elevation per tile and $325 per foot of elevation for stairs. RB 138-22, enclosed areas which are below required elevation, the cost of installation of 2 foot opening devices is about $200 to $300 each for utility chases and an elevator shaft that extend below the elevated building. RB 173-22, floor framing support guards, the cost for blocking for each post is at about $165 to $330 plus engineering costs. It's eliminated. when these are eliminated. On the vapor retarder, the cost is reduced by $540 to $1,100 for the vapor retarder installation, with a minimum 6 mils. RB 176.22, location required protection of wood and wood-based products for decay. So if you don't have any decay possible, then it reduces your cost. RB 193.22, the fastening schedule. If you use low specific gravity wood, you have to have more fasteners, so that will increase the cost. The same thing in RB 195.22. As far as rim board headers, there's a minimal cost change. As far as water resistance barriers, the reduced cost for accessory structures, because the reduction here. RB 222-22, wood shapes and shingles shall be applied either single core or double core over half an inch wood base sheeting. It provides less costly alternative horizontal flooring installation that provides a gap for drainage on the vertical turning of the walls. RB 226-22, support by ledger or roof construction, it decreases cost by simplifying the laying of the masonry veneer by allowing one continuous piece of flashing to be used instead of several pieces. R227-22, allowable spans for lintel supporting masonry veneer, minimal for queen, minimal change in cost from queen or king size brick. RB 236.22, wind resistance for wall covering. It depends on the type of insulation as to whether the cost is increased or not. RB 237.22, for exterior wall covering, for the exterior soffit and facings. Again, the insulation and the wind zone impact the cost. RB 247.22, roof. High uplift resistance, increased costs associated with using lower specific gravity wood species. RB 249.22, attic access, is increasing cost due to expansion of attic access requirements to all construction types. RB 277.22, reduced insulation density for cellar glass to reduce cost and improve thermal performance. RB 281-22, the roof replacement for existing roofs in one layer of self-adhered membrane underlayment, and it would reduce the cost of construction by permitting the existing layers to remain in place. RB 295-22, subfloor preparation eliminates requirement for a sand-based layer where appropriate soils exist. RB 308-22, horizontal reinforcing is a minimal increase in cost for that. RB 240-22, weight resistant barriers requires a second layer of water resistant barrier for stucco assemblies containing non-wood based exterior house wrap, estimated to cost about 17 cents per foot square, and in marine moist environments, 30 to $1.90 per foot square. So the step left of this research is to do the costing of the building and do a comparison to the 2021 I code and the 2024 I code. And this is future work we're looking at. Do you have any questions?
TAC members, do you have any questions regarding the report?
Jeff, I have a question, if I may.
Sure, Jim.
Okay.
Yeah, did you consider, for example, in the density, the lower density woods and the increasing cost from having to have more fasteners, was there a consideration on any difference in cost between the low density and high density type sheathings?
No, just the cost of extra faster because there's a variety of sheathing species you can use, so we don't have, you know, a
very prescriptive way of figuring out what you're using.
Okay, and then I have a second question, if I may. I noticed as I was browsing through the report that there were a few places that had seismic information in there that may have caused an increase in cost. And as you know, Florida has removed seismic from their building code. Was there a particular spot where
they talk about lateral support that's not seismic related? Within the seismic, that's the one I discussed earlier. But most of the time we kept the seismic out. I'll go back through it and make sure.
Okay.
But it's a non-seismic lateral support, so I included that.
Okay. Thank you.
Before we take any other questions, I just wanted to remind folks, and Jim, you followed this perfectly, so this doesn't apply to anything you just said, but I just want to remind folks, this is a cost, impact, and benefit analysis only. Any comments on the actual changes, you know, whether you like them or think they're good or bad, should be deferred to the TAC meetings, which the TAC will take up these ICO changes in September and October of this year, so that's the time for that. This is just questions or comments regarding the analysis itself. Okay, any other TAC members have any questions regarding the presentation? All right, is there anybody from the public that wishes to comment on the presentation? Okay, well, I'm going to go to the roofing TAC first. Is there a motion to accept the interim draft report of the research project titled Evaluation of the Cost, Impact, and Benefit of 2024 ICO Changes Prescriptive? Roofing TAC members, if we need a motion.
Motion to accept. Warrior.
Is there a second?
That's all. Second.
All right. We have a motion and a second by the roofing TAC. Is there any discussion from the TAC? Hearing none. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? That's unanimous. Okay. Special
Thank
options.
You.
TAC. Sure.
Thank you. Mo, I'll be in touch with you this afternoon so we can fix this for tomorrow.
Okay. We do have two additional TACs to take action on. A special occupancy TAC, is there a motion, please?
Wallace, motion to accept.
Okay.
Second.
We have Flowers, a second. Okay, great. Is there any discussion on the motion? Hearing none, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? It's unanimous. Structural TAC, looking for a motion to accept the report.
Leverage, move to accept the report.
Thank you, Dan. We have a motion and a second. I think Commissioner Guerrero got the second on that one. Garacio did, sorry. All right, we have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? It's unanimous. Are there any other tech or other comments that need to be made at this time? All right, Commissioner Swope, if you would just say we stand adjourned, that will do the roofing TAC.
Brian, is there anything else we'll say adjourned? Right here.
All right, roofing TAC is adjourned by the chairman.
Adjourned.
We move on to special occupancy TAC. Yeah, thank you, Brian. Diane, Don, would you like to adjourn the special occupancy TAC, please? Don, are you still there? All right, then is there a motion to adjourn by name and second for the special occupancy TAC?
Well, motion to adjourn.
Second, Myers.
All in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? That's unanimous. Commissioner Compton, I don't know if you joined or not. Since we don't have our chair, then is there a motion to adjourn from the structural TAC, please?
Leverage, move to adjourn.
All right, we have Leverage and Shock, respectively. All in favor of adjournment, say aye.
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 Any opposed? Unanimous. All three TACs have accepted the report and have adjourned. Thank you, everybody. Appreciate it. Sorry for the technical difficulties. Hopefully that won't be repeated.
Yeah, thank you guys, and thank you for your patience.
This conference is no longer being recorded.
Thank you.